Larry Rick is by the morning show. Pastor Haynes.
Yes, sir.
Take me to the King, Tamala Man.
Awesome, man. Powerful. I love the song because the song, she talks about how my heart is torn to pieces, and somebody is listening even right now, and you know the pain of brokenness. You know the pain of your heart being torn to pieces because of disappointment. Somebody let you down, stabbed you in the back, or you are just in a jacked up situation in your life. Tamala Man says, you know what? When you are broken, when your heart's torn to pieces, here's what you do. Turn to the King. Who is the King? The King of Kings. The Lord of Lords, the God above you who can do something about your situation. And so here's what I'm saying to everyone today. Take it to the King. That means don't turn from God, turn to God. How many times when we find ourselves broken and down, we turn to anything and anybody but God? As a matter of fact, we find ourselves doing what we can to seek comfort in those things that only temporarily satisfy. But here's what Tamala Man says. She says, no, it ain't no time to turn from God. Now you turn to God. You turn to the King. Why? Because the King has the power to do something about your situation. The King cares about you. I love the scripture that says, cast your cares upon God, knowing that God cares for you. Please know right now, God cares. You're not in this thing by yourself. God cares. God wants to do something for you, but you've got to turn to God. But then finally, not only does God care, God can do what you need to get done to overcome the situation you find yourself in. Here's the word of the day. Take it to the King, because God cares, and then God can do something about your situation.
And he's a friend, Pastor Ian.
Come on now.
And I know a lot of people out there hurting, a lot of people suffering, a lot of people have buried their mothers and fathers,
and
a lot of death and destruction in the family, kids on drugs, poverty. A lot of people going through stuff, Pastor Haynes, and they just need to know that they have a friend. Even if you don't have a family, you don't have nobody to talk to, man. Just fall on your knees and get to it.
Say that, Rick.
You know, I was telling a young man on election day, I said, man, you know, he was walking through the projects, the same projects I grew up in. That's where I go and vote. He's 20 years old, had his pajama pants on. I said, man, you know, you don't have to live like this. I said, when I was 20 years old, I was standing right here walking around confused and delirious, man. I said, man, come meet me at church, man. Just come to church. I don't care what, just go, just come.
Right.
It was just something about just going to church and just sitting there listening to the choir sing and listening to your pastor just gave you some kind of hope. I don't care what you think of the pastor, or what you think of the church, or what you think of the choir, just go. You know, grandmama always say, don't worry about what nobody else do, just do what you supposed to do.
That's
Pastor Haynes, when I didn't have a car, when I didn't have a job, that church was four blocks away from my house. Sunday was everything to me. That was the only thing I had to look forward to, was going to church on Sunday, choir rehearsal on Tuesday, Bible study on Wednesday, and I went and I said, Lord, if you ever get me out of this rut right here, you best believe I shall not return. And this comedian named Chucky Jenkins just said, hey, come ride over to the comedy club with me. Changed my whole life.
Wow.
Whole life.
Wow.
You know, and I'm just telling you, anybody out there that don't have a mother, don't have a father, don't have cousins, uncles, auntie, you're out of town working by yourself, just want you to be inspired. Go find your church home, you know. When I lost both of my grandmamas, God sent me to Dallas, Texas.
That's it.
Sent me to Dallas, Texas. Now, what is my Sundays going to be like without going to church with grandmama and then having Sunday dinner? Man, God provided a grandmama, and God provided me with you, Pastor Haynes, a pastor and a church family and new friends and new relationships and built a career. And then I can go over Steve's house and it. I can go to the mall with Gary on a Sunday. I don't have to sit down and eat Sunday dinner. Got me out of a regular routine and just put new people into my life and gave me a whole lot of new ambitions and ideas. And I just want y'all to know, we serve an awesome God. And if he do it for me, he'll do it for you. I want everybody out there that's hurting, broke down, busted, and disgusted to be encouraged this morning and know that even if you don't have nobody, God cares for you.
Yes.
That's real talk, and I want y'all to take that and run with that for the rest of the week. And keep listening to this show. If you don't like hip-hop music, that's fine. But just listen to the praise break, because Pastor Haynes has something for you. Let them know how to follow you, Pastor Haynes.
Hey, they can follow me on Twitter, FH Unscripted. I'm on Facebook, Frederick D. Haynes.
Hey, Pastor Haynes, love you. Thank you
love
for
you,
being
man.
Here for
great
me, Pastor Haynes. Appreciate you.
Love you, man.
Have a great day, y'all. Rick and Smiley Morning Show.